Susie West took up the harmonica in April this year. Susie's teacher is Adam Glasser, who you just heard playing a piece called On Green Dolphin Street. I caught up with Susie and Adam and began by asking Susie to tell me about her sight loss.
I lost my sight at 24. My birthday in 94, I was 24. And by my birthday in 95, my sight had gone 18 operations. And I even lost light and dark. I spent most of that year in Westbourne Eye Hospital, which no longer exists. So I had the best of care. Well, I didn't grieve for my sight loss, to be fair, which was slightly unusual. I didn't even shed a tear at that point, which confirmed people. I actually grieved 20 years later. I think I was running on adrenaline, and it wasn't until I got to a place where I felt safe. And I didn't realise I didn't feel safe within the disability, that I just thought, yeah, actually, I am blind. This is it. Back in those days, they sent you down to the RNIB Manor House in Torquay, and you stay down there for 3 months, and you can do vocational training if you wish. When they first applied for me to go down there, I was partially sighted, but of course, the disease took my sight so quickly and so aggressively that by the time I actually got there, I had no sight at all. So it was a shock for them and most definitely for me. But I did 3 months. That was pretty much my only contact with the RNIB other than every now and again for ordering products. I tend to be fiercely independent. That's important for me. So I set my mind on getting a guide dog. White canes just didn't work for me. So I got a guide dog within 18 months, and then I did 7 years back-to-back training as a therapist. I didn't feel that there was a need for me to have to go to blind organisations or whatever to learn something. I just feel that we all should be integrated. So I went to normal mainstream polytechnics colleges to do my qualifications. So again, it was a learning curve for them, most definitely, bless them. But
tell me about Harmonica UK, Susie, and your involvement there.
My husband is also blind, and he joined Harmonica UK probably 3 years ago. Plays a completely and utterly different style to me, and I used to just listen to him play and I think, yeah, that's nice or whatever, but it just wasn't for me. And then there was a tune that I really, really loved, and I said, will you play that for me? And he said, no, I haven't got the right harmonica. So I said, well, I'll buy it for you. And then will you play it for me? And he said, well, no, it's a completely different type of harmonica and I'm really not interested in playing it. So that was like red rag to a bull. I thought, well, I'm going to do it myself then. So he lent me his old smashed up one, which is called a chromatic harmonica. And I managed to get a single note overnight, which was probably what needed to happen, as I would have got frustrated. And then I started lessons with Adam 2 weeks after that.
Now, you mentioned Adam. I wondered if you can tell me a little bit about your background and how you became involved with Harmonica UK and came to be Susie's teacher.
Well, I was given a harmonica when I was 17 by my dad. And it was a chromatic harmonica, which is the harmonica which has all the black and white notes of the piano. And I didn't know how to play it. And it remained in a box for 10 years. And then I was working as a professional keyboard player on a cruise ship. And I started playing the harmonica and I heard Stevie Wonder, and that inspired me to start. So I've become somewhat of a specialist on the chromatic, and I've sort of played on films and played with a few big names.
Susie mentioned it earlier, there's different types of harmonica. What is the difference? What would you use one for,
well,
as opposed to the other?
If I could give you a little demonstration, the blues harp is what you would hear playing on Bob Dylan or anything. It sounds like this. I mean, that's the blues harp, but the chromatic harmonica sounds like this. So you can get all these notes of the piano and play in any key on the chromatic. That's the main difference between the two. So famous harmonica players like Stevie Wonder, Larry Adler, Toots Thielemans all play chromatic, and you can play Bach on it, you can play jazz, any kind of music, really. I've been a member of Harmonica UK for a very long time, and I'm now a patron. Basically, Harmonica UK is a charity which has been running for many decades, and we welcome all kinds of harmonica players. And in fact, since our chairman, Pete Hewitt, introduced Susie and me in April, I've taught a lot of sighted people. I've never really taught blind people harmonica. But Susie, who's made phenomenal progress in these last few months, I mean, quite astonishing. It's made me change the way that I think of teaching the harmonica. And I realize that even for sighted people, we've been too dependent on reading, sight, and what needs to happen. But even with everybody learning the instruments, they need to just use their ears more and get physically more in touch with the instrument. So working with Susie weekly since April has really changed my whole outlook on teaching the harmonica.
Adam's been very complimentary about you, Susie. So what stage are you at now?
I'm building up my repertoire at the moment. I think all harmonica players are always learning. It wouldn't hold my interest if we weren't. But I mean, I'm just 6 months in. But I love it. Absolutely love it now.
That must be good for you to hear, Adam.
It absolutely is. And I have to say that we've been doing at least an hour a week together, mainly on WhatsApp. And I am amazed by the number of things that Susie can do. I've always encouraged people, and this is very important for people to understand learning, is that it's not a linear approach. In other words, you don't learn Bar-Bar Black Sheep and wait 6 months or 6 years before you try and play a Bach piece of music. My whole approach, and I do this with all music, is to do both at the same time. And one way, you're working at very small, little, tiny fragments of melody. And at the other end, you work at the songs that you dream of playing. And also Susie's approach, she's got this very passionate, but it's very calm approach. So she actually plays really slowly and makes very few mistakes. She's putting in this kind of foundation, which I've never seen anyone do. And Susie's also been very curious. Many of us who play chromatic visualize a piano keyboard in order to get a sense of where the notes are. And Susie's developed her own kind of visual system, and it's very accurate. You know, you could ask her to play a note and she'll be able to play it, and she knows the names of the notes. I've never come across anybody who's learned that much that quickly in 6 months.
Susie West playing the ballad for Adeline. Adam then told me about the Harmonica UK Festival.
Every October, Harmonica UK, or the National Harmonica League as it used to be known, organised a weekend festival in Bristol at the Folk House. And lockdown has provided an opportunity for huge numbers of harmonica players to meet via Zoom. So we've had several festivals, a chromatic festival, and now this is the second October festival, which we're having completely on Zoom. And it's proved to be a really wonderful medium because you can get good sound quality, and we can also have guests from all over the world. In October, the 15th, 16th and 17th, there's harmonica events all day, every day. There's some marvelous harmonica players. I don't think there are many people that your listeners would recognize, but you can log on and join for free. Just Google Harmonica UK. You'll find all the information that you need. And people are welcome to join. and there's every kind of music catered for.
So you'll be attending the festival too, Susie?
Yes, I enjoyed the one earlier in the year, and I'll most definitely be a part of this one. I honestly didn't realise how beautiful it can be. It's just an amazing instrument and the potential that it has.
Thank you both for speaking to RNIB Connect Radio today.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you, Lynn. It's been a pleasure.
Adam Glasser, patron of Harmonica UK, and Susie West, who is a member of Harmonica UK. For more information on the free festival, search harmonicauk.com.